This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In 16 European countries, authorities have found products labeled as beef actually contained horse meat. Unions are saying this is an example of government cutbacks and zealous attempts to privatize activities such as food inspection. I talked to Ben Priestley about the horse meat scandal. Mr. Priestley is the national officer of Unison, responsible for issues related to food inspectors in the UK's Food Inspection Agency. Unison is the largest union in the UK with over 1.3 million members. I asked Mr. Priestley how this scandal came about. How was mislabeled horse meat allowed into the public food chain?
At this moment, we don't know the precise details of how this fraudulent meat has entered the UK food chain, but Unison, as the trade union that represents meat inspectors in the UK, are saying today that we need better and more rigorous regulation of the meat industry to ensure that this doesn't happen again. And we're taking that message to consumers and to the government. What we have here is the reality of horse meat being passed off as beef and possibly being passed off in other products as other forms of meat. We have no idea, and neither do the British authorities, of the provenance of the meat that came into the food chain originally. At some point, the horses that supplied this meat were slaughtered. Were they slaughtered in licensed meat premises in Europe? Were they sourced from other parts of the world where there are less rigorous enforcement procedures? We simply don't know, and that must be the biggest worry for UK consumers, that actually we don't know whether this meat is contaminated, we don't know whether it contains drugs which are banned for human consumption.
Was the public put in danger?
What I think it's important for your listeners to understand is that the UK government and many other governments in Europe have been pursuing a very strong deregulatory policy in relation to meat inspection over the last 10 to 15 years. Now, your listeners will be very surprised to learn that the Food Standards Agency in the UK has been one of the leading proponents of that deregulation and has been seeking the privatization, essentially, of meat inspection for many, many years. Every time we have a meat crisis such as the one we're currently experiencing, and your listeners will remember BSE and they'll remember E. coli and they'll remember the foot and mouth crisis, after each of those crises, inspection had to be factored up and increased and more inspectors employed, both in the UK and in Europe. And we are probably going through one of those cycles. Unison, as the union representing meat inspectors, is saying, let's stop this boom and bust cycle. Let's make sure that meat inspection in the UK and in Europe is properly resourced. And let's get rid of this deregulatory ethos that's led to, we think, the loopholes that have allowed this fraudulent or criminally accessed meat to come into the food chain.
What can be done to ensure that this does not occur again?
Well, let me give you an example, and it relates back to my previous answer. In 2006, supported by the UK, the European Commission introduced new regulations which basically removed independent meat inspectors from cutting plants and some meat processing premises. Prior to 2006, there would have been a meat inspector in every cutting plant in the UK and Europe looking at the way in which meat was coming into that plant, the way in which meat was being chopped, being packaged, being processed. And the difference here that your listeners need to understand is that a meat cutting plant is not where animals are slaughtered. That's an abattoir, and abattoirs are supervised for 100% of the time by independent meat inspectors, by our members of Unison. But in cutting plants, our members were withdrawn from those plants under EU regulation in 2006, and we believe that's the loophole that may well have been exploited by criminal or other elements to introduce horse meat into the UK food chain and indeed throughout the rest of Europe. So we go back to the European Commission, and we want them to reintroduce rigorous independent inspection in cutting plants throughout the European Union.
Are there other food-related activities which could potentially harm the public because of lax inspection?
I think the reality is, of all the foodstuffs that we consume in this country, meat is probably the most potentially dangerous in terms of it being a raw product. And yes, of course, meat is cooked, but very often that cannot kill the pathogens that may be contained within that meat. And raw steak is an example of that. Processed food is another possible example. So although it is possible to get food poisoning from other food sources, actually meat still remains the biggest potential source of foodborne disease that UK consumers are potentially exposed to. And that is why this latest meat scandal, and it is only the latest in a long line of scandals where the meat industry has shown itself very clearly not to be capable of self-regulation, not to be capable of protecting UK consumers, despite what the government says, despite what government ministers say. So meat remains, I think, the most potentially dangerous product, which needs proper independent inspection, and that's what Unison is calling for.